positive. Now the pupils, however, tested negative. Munseha says while there have been several cases of coronavirus that have been confirmed in the country, schools and parents should not panic.
We can have our own protocols to say if there's a teacher who's coughing, close the school. It's not helpful because we're closing a school. Maybe we're closing the school with kids who are infected already.
She says schools have immersed to should work with education and the health department in dealing with any suspecting cases of coronavirus.
They must assist us to work in a very systematic and orderly manner so that we don't make mistakes or we don't find that things could have been done better or different. And that's the appeal.
Christian Preparatory School will be reopened tomorrow. If you have any cases about the COVID-19, you can call the government's public 24-hour hotline on 0800-029-999. That number again is 0800-029-999. Eskom will be ramping up load shedding to stage 2 at 9 a.m. this morning. Stage 1 was suspended at 5 a.m. this morning, but Eskom says it will have to turn off your electricity again later this morning because the power system remains vulnerable and unpredictable. The Paracetal is blaming breakdowns at its aging power stations for a shortage in capacity. Spokesperson Sikonati Manjanja says the power cuts are likely to continue for the rest of the week.
It is most likely that we will continue with load shedding for the rest of the week. This is because some generation units that we had expected would return to service today have been delayed further, and we expect to get out of this bind by the end of the week.
And lawmakers in Zimbabwe have passed a law that could place parents in jail if they fail to send their children to school. The economic downfall in Zimbabwe is so severe the government has made education a priority for students, many of whom drop out of school. Yesterday, the government passed a law confirming that Zimbabwean parents who allow their children under the age of 16 to skip schools, classes, or drop out can face a fine or jail time. Parents with children found not attending classes could either go to jail for 2 years or be ordered by the government to pay $260, which is more than 4,000 rand. Gold is trading at $1,665.18 an ounce. The dollar is at 15 rands 90 cents, 18 rands 10 cents to the euro, and 20.78 to the pound. A partly cloudy Tuesday in store for Gauteng with a low of 14 degrees, peaking at around 25 degrees in Johannesburg. Go to the trends this morning: coronavirus South Africa, Tebo Dlamini, Eminem Stage 2, Boiti and Mandela. Top story at 8 a.m. this morning: basic education.